I thank the Lord for saving me, and just ask that you pray for me as I sing this song. I'm so glad that Jesus keeps on working with you, and he never gives up on you.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
St. John chapter number 1, and we'll be reading quite a bit of scripture tonight, and let me just say there's going to be a lot of meat on this bone, and when I say that for sake of time, time would fail to be in detail what we're preaching about tonight. Get the CD, listen to it, whatever. But we're going to read 14 verses of St. John. Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And you can be seated.
Amen.
Father, we thank you tonight to have the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Lord, we pray so earnestly tonight we might be obedient in our heart to thy Spirit. Lord, I pray not to be a hindrance in any way to the work. Lord, I pray, Father, to be encouragement to my brothers and my sisters. I pray to be a blessing to you. Count me faithful, put me in the ministry. Lord, I don't claim to be anything but saved, called of God to preach, and I pray all the glory be given to thee. Bless, I pray, meet the needs that might be here tonight. Maybe, Father God, tonight might be someone here tonight that needs to hear from God. Lord, may you be able to use these lips of clay, I pray, to speak to hearts tonight. I pray you'll preach to me and through me. In Christ's name I ask it. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we chose this portion of Scripture tonight. Actually, I was going to preach something different. I got up early this morning, fell out on the bedside, and was praying from 2 o'clock this morning until 3:15. About 3 o'clock this morning, I was praying for my pastor. God would give to him what we needed. And I prayed God to put his hand upon him. And as I was praying for my pastor, God gave me what he wanted me to preach tonight. And I do want to preach the bidding that he bids me to preach. And the message I aim to preach tonight is kind of fresh. I mean, I just got it this morning. I was aiming to preach something else. But I want to preach tonight that Jesus showed up. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I got real simple points here. He showed up in the Word.
Amen.
The Bible said he's in the world. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. A good friend of mine, Brother Rich, Brother Bob McCurry, said Jesus, the only one he knew, they could be everywhere and still show up.
Right.
And I tell you right now, he does show up. Amen. Amen. He'll show up in prayer. He'll right. show up and preach. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He'll show up when you go out knocking on doors. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. 2049, pretty close, years ago, Jesus showed up. He showed up in a manger in Judea,
yeah.
the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Luke chapter number 2 tells us about that, which I'm aiming to read verse 4 through verse 40. So I'm giving you the scriptures tonight. You can look them up. You can go home like you did in Acts chapter number 17. And they searched out where those things were sowing out. They were more zealous than those in Thessalonica that they received the word of God without readiness of mind. And they went home and searched out the scriptures where those things were so or not.
Yeah.
Luke chapter number 1 tells us again why he showed up in the world. Verse 31 through verse 33. He showed up one thing, like Paul said, Christ Jesus of a truth came this world to save sinners, but he also came to fulfill a promise.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1 tells us that he came to fulfill the promise of God to David, God's chosen king, that there would not fail one of his seed to set up on his throne. And I want you to know only God could do that. Amen.
Amen.
If it had been possible with man, Jesus wouldn't have had to done that.
Right.
But it wasn't possible in the flesh. The flesh will fail you every time.
Right.
Amen. In Acts chapter 13, verse 21, it talks about Saul, the king they wanted.
Right.
Acts chapter 13, verse 22 talks about David, the king that they needed. Amen.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 13, verse 23 talks about that promise was fulfilled in Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 16 mentions about the establishment of the throne of David, God's chosen king forever. And of David's seed there will not fail one to sit upon his throne. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse 5 again mentions about the promise of God that he made to David. Amen. You can read it again, Romans chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7 through 8. I know I'm throwing them at you, but you can get it. You can check them out, amen.
Amen.
2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 18 through 22, with Solomon speaking, again talking about the promise, and he mentioned that the promise had a warning, amen. That warning was, if they would live for God, not follow after the gods of the world, but stay with the God that made the world.
Right.
That there would not fail one to sit upon that throne. The problem was with the flesh.
Yep. Right.
God didn't have much to work with because of the problem of the flesh. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29 through 30 talks about where God cut off the seed, the kingly seed of David, and he wrote in there, "Oh, earth, 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 hear the word of God. Write this man childless." Cutting off of the fleshly reign of David. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 29 through 30. Then we get to the good part. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 13 through 14.
Amen.
God mentioned a virgin shall conceive, bear a son, and call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.
Amen.
Sitting at the table today, my granddaughter brought a friend home with her from church, and we just happened to be talking about the virgin birth. She said, "How's that possible?" I said, "Well, God, all things are possible."
Amen.
But you know what? That ain't no big deal today.
Right.
They could have inseminated a woman, but this was very special here.
Right.
This was the word of God, a promise from God, fulfilled by God. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, buddy, the world looked at it and they had a hard time believing it. If you got a hard time believing it, I'll tell you what. You need to really think about that. I'm telling you, ain't nothing impossible with God.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7 talks about this son. Said he'll rule and reign upon the throne of his father David. Amen.
Yeah.
And of his kingdom there'll be no end on his shoulder. There'll be the government. Amen. Isaiah 22, verse 21 through 25 again mentions Christ, the seed of David, clothed with majesty, crucified, conquered sin. He is that nail that's in the sure place.
Yeah.
He fulfilled that promise to David. You read that. You check that out. He showed up in the world.
Yeah.
The world got shook up.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to get shook up again.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
But he's coming back.
Yeah. Amen. Look out.
We might sit on our leaves like the pastor preached about this morning. But right on time, he's coming back.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He's coming back.
Amen.
The world and doesn't want anything to do with him.
Right.
He's coming back for church. And he's getting back acquainted with him, Brother Jack.
Right.
Hallelujah! He's coming back.
Amen.
At the appointed time.
Yeah.
Brother Nathan, he'll be right on time.
Amen.
I don't know what kind of timepiece they got in heaven, but I'll promise you this. Brittany, right on time. He's going to show up. Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking forward to it. Amen.
Amen.
But he showed up in this world, kind of disrupted everything. And, you know, even today, they won't live in denial.
Right.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they ain't denying the fact he's coming, amen.
Yeah.
You talking about, boy, what a shaking it's going to be when he shows up.
Yeah.
He showed up not only in the world, he showed up in the church, amen.
Amen.
Made him mad. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 through 30. He come in, read some scripture, said, "This day Is this scripture fulfilling your eyes?
Right.
Ain't it like it?
Yeah.
You know, some churches, they don't want him to show up neither.
Right.
Matter
right.
of fact, on down in there, they said, let us alone!
Yeah. Right.
That's what they want to be, Brother Rick. They want to be left alone.
Right.
They want somebody to tickle their ear. They want somebody to pat them on the back.
Yeah.
They want somebody to say something good. I'll tell you what, buddy.
Yeah.
We need him to show up.
Amen.
Amen.
I remember Brother Mark when he showed up over here at Bethel, and old Brother Eddie sitting back on the back row, lost as a goose in a snowstorm.
Yeah. Amen.
I remember the preacher preaching the word of God, telling what he'd been called to do.
Amen.
I got mad. Yeah, I did. I got real mad. I thought Mary, I thought my wife told him everything I've ever done. We get home, I'm a whooping her. I told her this morning, Brother Rocky. I said, I don't guess there's another woman on the face of earth that can live with Eddie Wade and put up with him for 39 years. I hugged her and scared her to death. I said, thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for being my wife.
Amen.
Good man, need to think about what I'm saying to you. We ain't all that great.
Right.
I wouldn't be married to Eddie Wade for nothing, Melvin. Good Lord, she should have listened. He said better words. I think she heard the better. He said richer or poor. I think she heard the richer. Good times and bad. I think all she heard was all the good. She never really thought about it when she said, I'll do. Anyway, Brother Jerry, what God joined together.
Yeah.
I told her this morning, I said, ain't that something God took two and made one out of it?
Amen.
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 They don't say it's me fighting her. She's my wife. She's part of me.
Yeah.
Amen. Bible tells us to love your wives as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Anyway, he showed up in the church and they got mad. They wanted to throw him out. They took him to the edge of the cliff. Would have thrown him out headlong. Verse 34, they cried out, let us alone. Let me say this about him showing up in the church. He's the head of the church. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 32. He purchased the church with his own blood.
Yeah.
Acts chapter 20, verse 28. He's going to present his church, glory to God.
Yeah.
Blameless, amen. Jude tells us, Jude, verse 24, 25. Praise God. I'm glad he does show up in church. I want to read some out of Song of Solomon concerning the church of Christ. And I have to admit, I was reading a little bit this morning. Somehow or another, I kind of missed something I needed. And I want to share it with you. Song of Solomon, chapter number 2. Now you think a preacher could find it? Hold on here a minute. I was right there around Ecclesiastes somewhere. Keep going straight to Isaiah. There we go, find it. In Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse number 8. Says the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hill. My beloved's like a roe or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake and saying to me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Lo, the winter's passed, the rain's over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of the singing of the birds has come. The voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs. The vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. I had never noticed that word stairs before. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice. And thy countenance is comely. Let us take the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies until the day break, and the shadows flee away. Turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bethel. Now, if you've got a Schofield study Bible, you can do what I did early this morning, and you look down there at the footnotes below this passage, and it'll tell you there's a beautiful order here.
Yes.
It says, first, we hail the bride as seen in Christ, my dove. Mm-hmm. In herself, she's faultly. In him, she's blameless, harmless. Then you see the bride's place of safety in the clefts of the rock, hidden shoulders, feet, in the wounds of Christ. Third, we see the secret of the stairs, the privilege of access into His presence. Fourth, the order of approach. She has come near before she speaks. Yes. Let me see thy countenance, then let me hear thy voice. Last of all, now that she's near and has spoken, He speaks. Tender word of admonishment. Take us the foxes. Man, I'll tell you what, buddy, this book's rich, amen? Amen. There's some stuff in here. I mean, there's some gleaning in here. And I'll tell you what, we'll never exhaust. Yeah. I mean, buddy, it's higher than the highest mountain. It's deep in the deepest ocean. And it runs, I'm telling you, all the way.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Not only did He show up in the world, not only did He show up in the church, but He's coming for the church.
Amen.
He's going to show up for it, amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
He knocks, Revelations.
Yeah.
He asks, He enters, He sups. Is your life empty? Is your life void or filled with unspeakable joy, full of glory? Are you and Him, only you and Him know your true estate? You know, I've met a lot of people that were living a lie. And it was obvious to me, but it wasn't obvious to them.
Right.
You ever seen that before?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where someone not really being honest with themselves,
mm-hmm.
they're going through the motions, but as they're doing it, they're living in denial of what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've been trying to really work with my youngest granddaughter, I still work with my oldest granddaughter, trying to impart to them some of the things I've learned in 61 years. I'll be 61 next month. I never actually thought I'd ever live to be that old. I believe I took better care of myself. But the Lord, for some reason, still got me down here. And I'm still standing. So while I'm standing like the preacher preached this morning, I'm going to work. Amen.
Amen.
Prayed earlier this morning that God would open a door for me. I said, Lord, I don't mind sitting on the bench, but I'd rather be working. I wish you'd open the door. And I heard a woman this morning, y'all, pray for us. We need a pastor over there. Over there to
Grider
Memorial. I went immediately back there and said, ma'am, I ain't trying to intrude or nothing. I'd just like you to consider me. I'd like to come over there and be considered.
Good.
Amen.
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 And I tell you right now, I believe God was moving upon a prayer I prayed this morning.
Yeah.
I prayed this morning early that Brittany would get saved. And I was over on the end over praying. I had no idea. Looked up there, she knelt.
Right.
Pastor there with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Taking the Word of God and showing her. Like he mentioned Acts chapter number 8. How can I accept some man should guide me?
Right.
Lost people
right.
need help.
Yeah.
They need the right kind of help. Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want two fold more child of hell than himself. I want somebody to be good and saved, Brother Jack.
Right. Amen.
They need the right kind of help.
That's right.
They need someone that knows the Lord to tell them how to be saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Ain't no sense going out witnessing if you don't know you're saved.
Right.
Like Rick said, you ought to be ready to give a man an answer. Ask you a question. Reason hope it's in you. Amen.
Right.
I tell you what, buddy, I'm glad, praise God, the foundation of God not only stands and sure, Lord knoweth them that are here. I'll tell you what, my foundation sure too. I know in whom I have believed. Amen. I'm persuaded He's able to keep that which I've committed to Him against that day. Amen.
Amen.
But only you know, and He knows your state.
Right.
You've either got life in Him or you're dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says.
Right.
Let me tell you something. He quickened me. He made me alive. I might have sat back on the back row. I might have got mad. Matter of fact, I got mad at him. I know Brother Red never used to ride to work, but I thought, who's he? Who does he think he is? Calling me a sinner.
Yeah.
We rode motorcycles. I'm married. We carpool.
Yeah.
Now he's preaching. And I'm lost, Thomas, on the back row. Buddy, he's plowing down my road, man.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't no mistake, buddy. I mean, he made his thorough state.
Right.
Preaching the Word of God, precept upon precept. Line upon line, Linda. Here a little and there a little, he's preaching. Mm-hmm. Buddy, it rung the stop of my heart. Amy, I didn't just get under conviction. I got under some of the greatest conviction. I like that kind.
Amen.
I mean, I couldn't find no rest for my soul.
Amen.
I might have done some things wrong, but I'll tell you one thing, buddy, when it's all said and done, I got saved.
Amen.
They gave an invitation that day, and I remember singing, just as I am, without one plea, that's where I was.
Yeah.
without one plea. I also remember the devil nailing my feet to the floor, Thomas. They might as well have been in Congress. I remember it. I couldn't move them. I wanted to step out, but I didn't know how to be saved. I didn't know nothing. I didn't even know how to say, hey, I need some help back there. I'm lost.
Dude.
But one thing, I know the pastor smelled my breath when I came. There wasn't no mystery, was it, brother? See, on a Saturday night before that Sunday morning, my wife had told me about my... Rick said he didn't mind people giving their testimony. I'll give a little bit of mine. I won't tell it all. But on a Saturday night before that Sunday morning, Brother Nathan, my wife had told me about my cousin's wife, Sandra Ford, getting saved. Now, she never let up, Brittany. She might have married a sinner. Might have had to put up 13 years of a drunk sinner, but she never gave up. And she spent out a little thread of hope. She said, I just wanted you to know Sandra Ford got saved. Brother Jerry, I did want to know, but not for the reason she was thinking. That's my drinking buddy. Man, I'm telling you, I'm about to lose a drinking buddy. I got loaded up with liquor, and I headed over there. I said, you need to get out here. We need to talk. I could tell by looking his wife's eyes that I wasn't really wanted there. She must have been talking to him because he said a few things out there that I believe was an indication she'd been talking to him, Thomas. We're out there in his driveway, and his wife's probably in the house down on the knees praying. I'm glad she was. I believe she was. I told him, I said, well, you've had it now. I told him that, Scott. I said, you've had it now. Sandy's saved. Won't be long. You'll be in church. Don't get to go fishing with me on Sunday. That's what I told him. I said, you better get you another one in tall boy past Blue Ribbon. I hate to name it, but that's what we was drinking. And time went on, so to speak. And I said, won't be long, they'll have you down there. You won't be with me. I think she'd been talking to him. Penny, she said, Eddie, he said, they're going to baptize Sandy 2 weeks from now. He said, that ain't like Sandy, is it? Man, I tell you what, when you're good and lost, you shake that off.
Yeah.
And I said, there you go. They had you down there baptizing you. Better get you another one of them. During this time, I'm making fun of people going to church.
Right.
I'm charging God foolishly. I'm just daring him to meddle in my life. I thought I was a man's man. All of you that think you're such a big man, if you're such a big man, come on up here and pray the invitation. Show me how big a man you are.
Amen.
When Pilate brought forth Jesus and said, behold the man, all these big old guys that think that somebody or another, everybody's afraid of them. If you're so big and not afraid of nothing, just come right on down here. Just come in and say, Lord, thank you for having mercy on me.
Amen.
Come in and say, Lord, I just want you to know I love you.
Amen.
Show how big a man you are.
Right.
But anyway, I said, yeah. It'd be a cold day for to get me over there, living in denial, you know, this man. Well, after I couldn't think of nothing else to say about her, him, or God, he went in the house, and I put one hand over one eye, Marty, for the sin double. Had to get up in the window because I couldn't tell how far away the car was, trying to keep running over anybody. But when I got on the Glasgow Edmond Road, I thought I'd just kill myself, I guess. I'm running 90 mile an hour home. I clean this ditch up like a slot car going home. I clean this ditch out of the wall and clean that ditch out of the wall. How in the world I kept from killing myself going home, only God knows, but I'll tell you, I made it home. Went in the house barking like a dog. My good wife, never even said nothing about it. Next morning I got up, still pretty much drunk, hungover, mad. And that's where you are when you ain't saved, you're just mad at everybody, just looking for some kind of fault. Man, you see everybody's sin but yours.
Right.
That next morning, as I was getting dressed to go fishing, just like I said I was going to, Brother Thomas, my bedroom door opened up, and a little 8-year-old boy stepped through that door.
Amen.
I thank God for him.
Amen.
The tears dripping off his cheeks, his little lip a quivering, walked up his 200-plus pound drunk father. Brother Jerry, he said, Daddy, will you please go to church with me today?
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, at the age of 34 years old, Tony, I saw the real Eddie Wade. That's rough. I've been seeing what I've wanted to see for 34 years. I got a full picture of Eddie Wade right then. Janina, I have to admit, it knocks a bark off my head. That may be the reason I ain't got no hair on there now. I don't know. But I still remember the moment, how real it was. I remember I fell down that little boy's knees. I fell down my knees in front of that little boy. I choked on the words. It was the furthest thing from my mind. I couldn't tell him no. And God had used that little boy to break my heart. About the father I really was, break my heart. About the man that I thought I was, being convinced of the fact I wasn't what I thought I was. I fell down to my knees. And I said, of course, didn't go to church here today. And he went running down the hall. Mama, mama, daddy's going to church with me today. And me and the devil back here having World War III, baby. Yeah. I mean, he said, you done went and done it now. But I did. I knew I did. I couldn't figure no way out. I got off the fishing clothes. I put on the best clothes that I had, which didn't have nothing but a clean pair of blue jeans and a shirt. And I came with my family that day over at Bethel Baptist Church, and I still remember, boy, the battle. They just got out and went on into church, and I'm out there in that car, and I mean, I'm just about to twist steering off. A yellow streak up my back, widening my shoulders. The devil, boy, he's really downplaying this, and I can't do it. And I was in agreement with him, and I finally got out of the car. And I remember I walked over to the doorknob, Brother Jack. He got a hold of that doorknob, and the devil made one last attempt. He said, if you open that door, they're all going to look down their nose at you, and they're all going to say, who brought him in here? First of all, remember this, the devil's lying, father of I'll tell you what, buddy, it's pretty convincing, because I come pretty close, turn around, get back in the car, and drive it home, leave the family there. Brother Mark, I went ahead and turned that doorknob. Just as soon as I did, that man right there come running to me.
Amen.
He said, you get on in here, we're glad to have you.
Amen.
I felt pretty good.
Right.
Didn't feel too good. Heard the preaching, but it felt pretty good. He said, come on in here, we're glad to have you. Yeah. I thought I could come in and feel comfortable. You know, everybody says, find a church, you know, where, you know, you don't, what is it, find the church, huh?
Church of your choice.
Church of your choice. You know, one, you know where you go in, you know, and they kind of put you to sleep. You ain't got to worry about thinking about hell or judgment or service or nothing, you know. You don't have to worry about nobody telling you we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account to God. We don't have to hear that. Go somewhere, you know, where they just kind of little sermonette, lace on the underwear, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, that wasn't what I walked into.
Right.
Man, it was real.
Yeah.
Woo! There wasn't no way to deny the fact it was real. I didn't understand it then, barely do now, but I'll tell you one thing. God used him to convince me of the fact I need to get saved. I might have come in drunk, but I didn't leave that way. I might have come in, buddy, I'll tell you what, thinking I could just sit down and go back home. No, sir, I come in. And I'll tell you right now, I got my tail salted real good. And I thank God for it.
Amen.
I left there, Jerry lost. Wanted to get saved. Didn't know how. Everybody hadn't been brought up to church. I was the one old time I ever heard God's name mentioned. My mom and dad just mentioned it the wrong way, mentioned it in vain. I still remember my dad as a little tow-headed boy. I remember somebody knocked on the front door and daddy went, answered the door, and I was behind him. I was my little son, about 7 or 8 years old. And daddy opened the door and the preacher was there and said, sir, I'm pastoring church up here. I'd like to invite you and your family to come. And daddy tried to be nice. He said, well, sir, I work 7 days a week. On the day I'm off in sermon, I like to go fishing. That preacher had a little salt about him. He said, let me tell you something. There ain't no fishing holes in hell. And then he slammed that door and said, you like it, Mike, Mike. That's why I'm fishing now. That's all I ever do.
Right.
I got under conviction. I've worked with a man who wasn't ashamed of Jesus. He done what Rick preached this morning. He worked. He worked on me. Anyway, His name was Wendell Shaw. For some reason or other, in my mind, I thought if I could just get to Wendell Shaw, the one been trying to tell me about Jesus, if I could just get to him, I believe he can tell me how to be saved. And he was able to tell me.
Amen.
Finding wasn't that easy, Bill. I went out there in that big factory, 10 acres on the roof, or darling, I'm frantically. Anybody see Wendell? No, we're busy. I said, I got to find Wendell. We don't know. About ready to give up, and someone said, I believe he's in the foreman's office, Thomas. And he was. And I went to the foreman's office, and I wasn't polite. Opened up that door, and him and Jimmy Harston were sitting there talking about printing. I like to have a picture of their face, but I opened up that door, and I said, I don't care what y'all talking about. I'm lost, going to hell. I didn't know how to be saved.
Hey.
That'd been a good selfie. Hey. And they'd be like, is this real? Jimmy Harson, I got for him. He quoted about 5 or 6 scriptures to me. By Greek preaching this morning, natural man receives not the things that God really can't know them, and foolish is doing. I'll tell you one thing, the seed got planted. Wendell didn't take him no time to water neither. God did give increase. But he quoted about 5 or 6 good salvation passages to me. And I thank God for them now.
Amen.
But at the time, it just didn't really bring a stop. Wendell said, I want us to leave right now. Nathan, we walked up there in that hall between the foreman's office and the bathroom. And Tracy, people rubbing our shoulders on both sides, going back and forth to the break room, the cafeteria, the prep room. Wendell Shaw told me, he said, Eddie, Jesus wants to save you, Eddie. He said he just waited for you to ask him. He said, let me give this illustration. Perfect. He said, if your little boy done something wrong, when you come to him, he said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? Mm-hmm. David, it didn't take me long at all. He said, I swear, I forgive him. He said, same way with God. That didn't do nothing for y'all, but it did for me.
Amen.
It gave me the faith to believe him, to forgive me and save me of my sins.
Amen.
I couldn't wait to do it. One had nothing right there, but I drove home like a madman, run back there to my bedroom. 5,000 Edmonton Road, Brittany. I didn't know what to pray neither, honey. I knew one thing. I knew I needed to pray.
Amen.
I still remember kneeling down there by that bedside with great contrition and fear in my heart, wondering if God really would save me. I remember the prayer I prayed. I knelt down and I said, Dear Lord, somebody told me you loved me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you, you'd forgive me my sin and save my soul. And I said, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. And lo and behold, he showed up.
Amen.
He didn't just show up, man. He made me a fanatic. And I still remember that transformation. I remember the guilt and the condemnation left me immediately. And the peace of God that passes understanding. And the joy unspeakable and the full of glory come down in my soul. Sandy, I got up one over and looked in the mirror, and that mirror lied. It couldn't show nothing, but I couldn't hide it. I still remember running Mama down, got her in the corner, and said, Mama, I got saved! Real nice. But you mean, she said, when you get home, look up the word fanatic. But I thank God that he showed up.
Amen.
He showed up in the preaching of the word of God. He showed up in the invitation.
Yep.
And he showed up in my salvation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad he does show up, amen.
Yes. Amen.
I'll tell you right now, buddy, God's real. We sung that song.
Yes.
God is real, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, listen, I was dead in trespasses and sin, but now I've been made alive by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
By grace I saved. By faith I believed, amen. Acts chapter 16, there's a man here, he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Verse 30. Verse 31, the answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Verse 34 says he got saved. Now, I got this morning. It may not do nothing for you, but I have to admit it. I've never noticed this before. But in Isaiah chapter 45, and I know the witnesses, they worship Jehovah and the Jews. You know, they don't want to do with Jesus, all that. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse number 22, the Bible says, "Look unto me, be ye saved." There's none else. It says, "Unto me," here's what I want you to really listen to. "Unto me, every knee will bow."
Right.
"Every tongue will confess." That's verse 23.
Amen.
Now, that lines up with Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 through verse 11. But listen to this. "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow."
Yeah.
"Every tongue should confess." Amen. I've never even noticed that before.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I'm glad I did.
Amen.
You should. It's one thing that's important. It takes preeminence of everything.
That's right.
Let's get to Christ, get saved. Mm-hmm. What would a profit a man if he gained the whole world, lost his soul? What would a man give in exchange for his soul? There's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Amen. Acts 4:12 tells us. But I'll tell you what. It's like he showed up. I don't know the condition then, but I know the condition now. We need him to show up.
Amen.
I'm tired of seeing children shot in school.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm tired of hearing about children being abused.
Right.
I'm tired of hearing some of these lies have been taught our children in schools.
Yes. Yeah.
I want him to show up, Mary.
Amen. Amen.
I want him to come quickly, like John said.
Amen. Even so, come quickly.
Yeah. Yes. I wish he'd show up even tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And I'll tell you what, buddy. He might not tonight. Make no mistake about it. He's coming back.
Amen.
The men of Galilee there in Acts chapter 1. And two men stand beside him in white apparel said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you gazing? This same Jesus that you see leaving, he's coming back."
Amen.
Now, he's coming back in like manner to them, to the Jews. Their eyes are going to see him. But for us, he's coming back like a thief.
Yeah.
We're going to be like Enoch. We walked with God and was not.
Right.
Because God's going to take us, amen.
Yeah. Amen.
But whenever I see him, we're going to be with him, amen.
Hey.
You need to read your Bible, read about all these coming backs. I mean, he's coming for us like a thief in the night.
Right.
And we're going to be with us. Because we walk with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I wish he wouldn't come back.
Amen.
Old Brother Eddie. As we sit there around the table and I'm trying to talk to my granddaughter and her friend, she's talking about how she's hoping to live to 100. And I said, "Maui, things stop working about 80. You might want to really think about that again, because it ain't as fun as you think to live to be 100. That's why we kind of hope the Lord will kind of hasten the day.
Yeah.
Come get us while we've got a little bit of life in us.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the privilege to brag before me.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord, your great promises. Promises of God that are us for sure and steadfast. Father, I don't know who needed what you gave me to preach tonight, Father. And I pray, dear Father, tonight every soul here tonight will be obedient to the Holy Spirit's beckoning. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you that ministered this morning, we saw salvation with our own eyes. We beheld it. Lord, if there's one here tonight lost, may tonight, with a childlike faith, may they take you at your word, receive you as the Lord and Savior. Leave here with the victory. Leave here, Lord, with the joy unspeakable.
Yes.
Whatever you do, Lord, we give you praise and glory. Thank you for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Ask your blessings in this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand tonight. Like I said, only you. God knows your condition. Y'all look good to me. God looks on the heart.
Yes, amen.
He's looking for something red.
Yeah.
He said, "When I see the blood, I'll pass over."
Right.
Left to shed the blood. Some people call it the slaughterhouse religion, and it is. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. It's true.
Right.
Lord laid on him the iniquity that was all. By his stripes, we're healed.
Yeah.
Hollywood can't show how bad it was.
Right.
too civilized to understand how brutal the beating he took. Just so the bruised lips that was nailed to the cross to make that great intercessory prayer, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. If you read your Bible, Ephesians 4:32 says, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven us. That's how we got saved. He made a prayer for me on a hill called Golgotha, beaten by a Roman scourging, and it wasn't 39 stripes. Save one. It was a Roman scourging. They tried to kill him. If they could have, they would have. What was left of him interceded that sinners like Eddie Wade could be spared the flames of hell, could be given the privilege to walk upon streets of gold, to see him in his glory. One that loved me and gave himself for me. I'm not worthy of that, but he gave it anyway. What great salvation. The Bible said, how shall we escape? Right back on the back of it. If we neglect so great salvation. It cost him a great bunch of suffering. He took a great bunch of love to do what he did. But on that cross, he said, it's finished. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. You just got to accept what he does. That's sufficient. You can be called a child of God. If you're willing to accept that, he'll accept you. Almost earned. You're here tonight lost. Maybe this message kind of caught you off guard. Ain't no better time than right now. I don't know what kind of lies you've been fed, but I'll tell you one thing. It's impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we got a strong reason to believe the Word of God. It's the purest form of truth I know. If it's in there, it's true.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I call God in His Word. I said, Lord, Your Word says this. He honored His Word.
Yep.
You pray, that's what I do. I said, Lord, Your Word told me to come to You when I got a need. I'm coming. I got a need. I was thinking this morning, Mary's always met my needs. I always try to remember to thank Him. But this morning, boy, He made me mindful of so many needs, I couldn't thank Him enough. They were no way to number them. Couldn't count up a multitude. What a God. Maybe tonight you're just cold and indifferent. You're wondering where God is. I'll tell you where He is and right where you left Him. Won't you get reacquainted? Won't you come up there tonight and say, Lord, I'd like to start a new year, new walk. I'd like to be a blessing, not a burden. I was down praying one time, you know how you just kind of fling words out. Brother Jerry, I pray, Lord, forgive me the times and I've been less than Your expectation. My heart broke.
Amen.
I couldn't get a word out for 30 minutes.
Amen.
Boy, that hit home. The times I had been less than His expectation. I didn't realize what I was saying.
Yeah.
How true that statement was.
Amen.
He's worthy to receive the reward of His suffering. And seldom ever gets it. Won't you come tonight? If you got some matter needs to be taken care of, won't you do it tonight? Don't let the devil talk you out of a blessing. Don't let the devil tell you got plenty of time. Listen, remember, he's a liar. God says today, hear His voice. God says, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you. Don't miss these next two words. And learn of Him. There's a lot to learn about Him. His yoke's easy. His burden's light. Load's a whole lot easier. You got Jesus pulling the biggest part of it. You know, your husbands and wives tonight. You know, God consummated the first marriage. Of course, the devil always mocks everything God does. He come right behind him. Come out with that same sex union stuff, you know. Ain't that something, how the devil perverts everything that God does?
Yes.
Got a holy trinity, got an unholy trinity. You got a godly marriage and you got an ungodly marriage.
Yeah.
We know which one's behind each one. Everything God does, it does it right.
Yes.
Devil comes right behind Him. And, you know, it's just pure rebellion is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, if you had any thoughts that weren't right, you ought to be honest tonight. You know, God desires truth in every part. You're just be honest tonight. Don't worry about what anybody think. What would Jesus think?
Amen.
You're just come up there and say, Lord, I've had some thoughts for this week that wasn't right. You just brought my memories. I know I need to do something about it. to him, he'll draw nigh to you.
Amen.
That's where I want to be, Brother Dick. I want to be close to him. I'll tell you right now, bud, he stretched out a hand with a bell scar in it. He says, I'll help you.
Receiver, you ought to be willing to become a transmitter.
Amen. That's good.
We received him, we ought to transmit him.
That's right.
As we pass through this life, tell others about the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And Brother Wendell, he went home to be with the Lord last year, didn't he?
Graduated this life.
Last year, he went home to be with the Lord, died in his sleep, up in his room. And but what a great blessing.
Amen.
Know that God used him in the simple words. And as Brother Eddie said, it was the Lord's. You could tell the Lord was in all of it. The little boy asked him, when he inquired about how to be saved, the man used the illustration of if your son asked you, would you forgive him?
Yeah. Right.
That's just the way the Lord works.
Ain't it? Yeah. Amen.
And, just the way the Lord works. I like conversions like that. Me and Eddie used to. We did ride motorcycles together, and I remember I had this motorcycle had a short in it.
650
Triumph. 650 Triumph. Father, we'd ride a while and he'd quit running. I'd cut a ward and start up again.
Right.
We'd ride with my father. And I'm glad he, I didn't mind him telling what he told, but I'm glad he stopped that. All right. Well, another good day in the Lord. I lay down a lot of Sunday nights, if not all of them. I lay down there and kind of glance back over today and say, Lord, thank you for another good day at church.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
And,
seem like there's not too many bad ones that the Lord has allowed us to be blessed, and we're thankful, and we hope we can keep on that way.
Amen.
And we had a great year in 2014. Great year. And it seemed like a lot of times the way church goes, you know, you have a good year and then you have a bunch of people leave or you have problems, and this happens and the church gains a little ground, but then they go back. But I don't believe that's the Lord's will.
Nope.
I believe that the Lord's will is to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Amen.
I believe that's what God wants. Amen.
Amen.
And when the other happens, it's just because we have been disobedient or let the devil in some way or another. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Been good being God's house. Any word on anyone's heart tonight? Brother Bill.
I know. I don't hardly ever testify very much, but I want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
He saved me about 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Amen.
But I haven't also lived, but you know, I was supposed to live.
Amen.
And I thank God for the Bible.
Amen, Brother Bill.
Absolutely.
I thank the Lord for this church, and I thank the Lord for you.
Amen. He's right.
And I just thank Him for all His blessings and the long life He's given me so far. And I'm in pretty good health. I haven't had any health problems.
Good.
It's
a blessing.
And I just thank the Lord for His goodness and mercy.
Amen.
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 God bless you, Brother Bill.
Amen.
All right. We're going to ask Brother Eddie to go back to the door by Kurt, and you can talk to him on your way out. And if nobody else has anything on their heart tonight, we're going to dismiss you. Don't forget Wednesday night services this week.